This is Daily Minute Special, the English language version of Daily Minutes.
Cycling nation, the Netherlands. Cycling is the second most common mode of transport in the Netherlands, with 36% of Dutch people listing the bicycle as their most frequent way to getting around on a typical day, as opposed to the car and public transport. Cycling has a modal share of 27% of all trips, urban and rural, nationwide. In cities, this is even higher, such as Amsterdam, which has 38%, and Zwolle, 46%. This high frequency of bicycle travel is enabled by excellent cycling infrastructure, such as cycle paths, cycle tracks, protected intersections, ample bicycle parking, and by making cycling routes shorter and more direct, and therefore usually quicker than car routes. By the way, this probably is the first part of a series about cycling in the Netherlands, and specifically how it is viewed from abroad. I mean, we are used to cycling in the Netherlands, whereas in countries with predominantly car traffic, this is viewed with amazement and wonder, but often also with admiration. Heavy bicycle traffic and overcrowded bike parking garages are on a much larger scale here than in many other countries. The Netherlands is, however, not the only country with many cyclists. Denmark, for example, resembles the Netherlands in this respect in a number of ways. What is different is that cycling in the Netherlands is seen as a part of the culture. This is remarkable because the Netherlands certainly was not the first country where cycling became popular. On the contrary, the Netherlands was in fact quite late. Bicycle types considered typically Dutch, such as for example the post-war Oma fiets, are based upon bicycle design that actually originated from England, among other places. In English, the same bicycle design is called the roadster. For a substantial part of this series, use has been made of information and text from Wikipedia, but there are also parts, such as the preceding one and the text I am reading now, that are entirely my own. Of course, I do not claim copyright on the text from Wikipedia, and only partially for the text of myself, but I do claim copyright on the entire product of these broadcasts, which also contains contributions from others and sometimes from artificial intelligence, where in both cases I mention this. Back to cycling in the Netherlands. In the countryside, an increasing number of routes link the Netherlands villages, towns and cities. Some of these paths are part of the Dutch National Cycle Network, a system of routes for bicycle tourism that reaches every corner of the nation. Cycling became popular in the Netherlands a little later than it did in the United States and Britain, which experienced their bike booms in the 1880s, but by the 1890s the Dutch were already building dedicated paths for cyclists. By 1911 the Dutch owned more bicycles per capita than any other country in Europe. Ownership of use of bicycles continued to increase, and in 1940 were around 4 million bicycles in a population of 8 million. Half of these bicycles disappeared during German occupation, but after the war the use of bicycles quickly returned to normal and continued at a high level until 1960, when annual distance covered by bicycle for each inhabitant was 1,500 kilometers, around 1,000 miles. Then much of it had in other developed nations, the privately owned motor car became more affordable and therefore more commonly in use, and bicycles as a result less popular. That is, ownership still remained high, but the use fell to around 800 kilometers, around 500 miles annually. Even so, the number of Dutch people cycling was very high compared to other European nations. The trend away from the bicycle and towards motorized transport only began to decrease in the 1970s, when Dutch people took the streets to protest against the high number of child deaths on the roads. In some years, over 500 children were killed in collisions with motor vehicles. This protest movement, initiated by Maartje van Putten, later a member of European Parliament, was known as Stop the Kindermoord, Stop the Child Murder. The success of this movement, along with other facts such as oil shortages of 1973-74 and the publication of the Crow design manual for bicycle traffic, turned government policy around. The country began to restrict urban motor vehicle use and to direct its focus on growth towards other forms of transport, with the bicycle perceived as critical in making streets safer and towns and cities more people-friendly and livable. Daily Minute Special is copyright Peter John Productions. Title music by Bosco, Creative Commons 2.0.
For extra voices, we regularly use 11 Labs.